This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Coming up on Relatables.
No, I can't say good girl.
Really?
It's not me. I couldn't be like that's my good girl. No. I feel like mine's more like, that's more like, I couldn't do it.
Thinking about
it. You could, couldn't you?
Yeah. Jake and Artie, the Relatable Party. You are listening to
Relatables.
Keeping it simple.
That's it. And things are a little bit different around here.
Yeah, where are we?
We're in Amplify's new studio.
Amplify is our management.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know if we've actually like fully announced that or not.
Yeah.
We've definitely.
I think we've given little hints there. Yeah. But we've got a few new things working around the corner, haven't we?
We do.
What have we got, Jake? What have we got?
What have we got? I mean, behind us. Behind us, we've got some new artwork for the like the DPs, all the profile pics. It's going to be very exciting.
New Spotify cover art, as you guys can see.
Yeah.
The new song. Tell us if you like the new intro of me and Jake singing.
That's what we want to know.
We're a potty of the people, and if you guys like it, we'll keep it.
But I personally wouldn't want to listen to it, but if you guys like
it. Hey, it's funny, man. I thought I nailed my bit.
Right. And to celebrate.
To celebrate. The journey we're starting together?
I guess, yeah, to celebrate the next chapter.
We went and got some tattoos.
We did. Where did we get them?
Aquatica Tattoos at Brookvale.
And they were very, very cool.
Oh, it was sickest experience. Like, the place is so aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, who'd have thought, like, I guess even thinking about it, like, building our own new studio and then even being here, having a good-looking place makes you feel better.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, if you're, like, looking at junk. Like you wouldn't want to feel, like feel artistic at all.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's kind of sick. Like it's a very cool studio.
Yeah.
And but we did film some of it.
The reason we did it though was because the tattoo for me, like not only represents, like can be meaningful for you and tell a story, but it also represents a time period in your life.
Yep.
So it's kind of like representing Jake and I's journey together and the potty's going up. Hopefully it's going to the moon. Hopefully everyone's coming with us.
Yep.
But what did you get, Jake?
I don't know if you'll be able to see it too well with the wrapping on it. But I've got, it's like a little boy, the bottom half of a little boy, which sounds crazy, but just don't. But now that I'm saying it out loud, and then it's like he's wearing shoes, like a pair of boots that are too big. And so what it means for me is like kind of two things. Is the first one is like when I was a kid, I don't really remember like doing it often, but I have always wanted to just like be like my dad. Mm. I still do.
That's relatable.
And so I just kind of think like a little kid wearing like his dad's shoes is like him trying to be like his dad.
Yeah.
And then also just the fact that like, I think my dad has big shoes to fill. Like, yeah. I just think, like, I just look up to him heaps.
Yeah.
So that's what mine means.
I read it. It looks really good.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
And if anyone wants to go look at it, go on YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube, you guys, hopefully you can zoom in.
I feel like you have to today just because of the setup.
Yeah, true, actually. You guys, it's very aesthetic. What about yours, man?
Mine is a glass that's half filled with flowers and it says always half full.
Yeah.
And you guys know I say it on the potty all the time.
It always says, I'm gonna look at this glass half full.
One thing that I've always figured out in life is life's all about perspective. And yep. A lot of dilemmas we get aren't always good, but there's always a good message to be taken out of it. An opportunity to learn, and it's all the way you look at a certain situation. So always look at a certain situation, glass half full.
Yeah, it's a lot easier.
Yeah, so we're very grateful for that. And what else we got to do, Jake? Keep the lights on.
even though we don't pay for these lights, we didn't even pay for these ones.
Patreon's where it's at.
Yeah.
As you can tell, we're doing a lot of things behind the scene to make this potty the best experience for everybody listening. So if you want to go head over to Patreon, we appreciate that for an extra episode a week. And Hot Girl Walks.
Hot Girl Walks.
Anyone walking right now?
Put us on your story.
Yeah, exactly.
And we'll repost it. Tag Oddie and I directly on our private and we'll repost them.
Okay. Coming up now, Jake, is YouTube exclusive, Girl Next Door or Man Eater. So if you want the visuals, head on over there now. All right, everybody.
Let's do it.
Thanks for tuning in. Let's jump into the episode.
All righty. All right. Mine's an Am I the Asshole?
Really?
Yeah. So, and it starts off with a disclaimer. I already know I'm right, but fuck it. May as well put it in your audience because it's funny to me now.
Oh, shit.
Okay. I dated, yes, past tense, because I am definitely right, a guy for a year. To preface this, he has two kids with someone else. Before we started dating, I asked him if he would be opening to having at least one more kid because it's been a dream of mine to be a mum. It's all I've wanted to be, even as a kid, and I told him if he doesn't, we shouldn't date and kids are my non-negotiable. To which he said he'd be open to the idea. A year later, we were in a bit of an argument over me finding out from a mutual friend he was seeing his ex behind my back and not telling me. I have assumptions of what was going on and originally only asked for the basic respect of knowing and when and where that is it when he sees her. Confusing, but okay. So yes, I was upset about the lack of respect by refusing to give me the bare minimum of telling me he was going to see her and was with her at her house. I have tried to stay quite respectful of their parenting for their kids. During this argument, he spews out from pure anger, I've had an epiphany. I don't want kids anymore. Go figure that out. To which I basically said, all right, I'm leaving. He has tried to get me to stay and even got me upset and said, you would rather choose a dream over me and my kids, real tangible people, over something that doesn't exist yet. And then later told me, I suddenly want to have kids with you. I figured it out. I'm sorry, etc. Blah, blah, blah. Desperate bullshit. So am I the asshole for leaving over dreaming to have my own family?
No way.
No.
Not at all. That is so relatable that people build up this false like expectation or something in their head that they can do it.
Mm.
And it just doesn't exist. She set really good boundaries at the start too and said, if you don't want to have kids, then I don't want anything to do with you. And then he just went back on his word. And that alone would have made me want to break up with him.
True. True. That makes sense. Yeah, no, I don't even reckon like... Do you reckon you'd struggle to be with someone that already has kids? Or do you reckon you just go for it?
I would struggle, I think.
You reckon?
Yeah, would you?
I don't know. Like, I have step parents. So that means that they, like, were with my parents that already had kids.
True.
And they, like, but they were, like, kind of older.
Mm.
I'm trying to think, like, age-wise here.
It probably depends on if you're ready to be a dad.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Like,
good point.
Are you ready to father these children that they're not yours? You
and met. Then also, but for the guy, I mean, I think he's obviously nowhere in the right here at all. But like, do you think because he already had kids, like what's he going to gain trying to just be like, yeah, I do want more kids, even though he didn't?
Yeah, he probably just said it to make her happy.
But also he cheated on her.
Yeah, that's fucked.
With his ex.
Yeah.
With his own ex.
I don't. Yeah, she said she was right at the start. She's not the asshole at all.
Yeah,
I thought something toxic was happening, going to happen at the end, and like she burned her clothes or something.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was thinking as well. But no. I'm going to say not the asshole.
Not the asshole. Yeah. All right, my one next. Hey guys, firstly, I'd like to say I really love the podcast. I found you guys on TikTok and you have a wonderful sense of humor. My dilemma, should I quit my job or not? I have another job at an animal hospital and work 48 hours a week. And then work my retail shift, which is 20 hours a week. I'm thinking I should quit retail for a couple of reasons. I'm going to burn out soon and retail is not my future. Vet med is. I also don't need the money, but I've gotten really attached to the people at the store and I'm afraid if I quit, I'll regret it. I've made some really good relationships and everyone cares a lot about me. I've been working there for almost 3 years. I'm 18, so all through high school. So the place means a lot to me, although it also triggers me because a lot of bad things have happened to me. I've also been hooking up with one of my coworkers for the past 6 months, and that's been getting very complicated. And if I leave, I'll lose him too. I also reported an older man for sexual harassment 4 months ago, and the investigation is not over yet. There's a lot going on there. I'm indecisive and would usually take months to make a decision this big. So how do I know if I'm making the right decision, and how do I make sure I won't regret it? This can be in so many different aspects of life. Thank you for your advice.
I don't know. I could be so toxic. Actually, not even toxic. I could just be like really upfront.
Go. I think that's why people give dilemmas, because they want our opinion.
All right, okay. From the information I have heard, if she said that she needed the money, I wouldn't say this, but it's because she added in there that she doesn't need the money. I think that she's like kind of loves the drama.
You reckon?
I think that it adds some almost purpose, storyline, something, main character-ish vibes to her life.
Well, a lot of people live for that drama. I think that's pretty true.
It just sounds like she lives for the drama.
You don't need
because,
it.
Because like you can, okay, so if you leave the store and you're the guy that you're seeing currently, why would you have to, why would that stop? Why do you have to be working there just to be sleeping with him?
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
Also, the sexual harassment thing.
Get out. That's my advice. Get out.
Wait, like why stay after that anyway?
Exactly.
And then.
Well, I think another thing that she's, a lot of people at a young age are scared of change.
Yeah.
And you like, don't know, it's the unknown that she doesn't know what she's going to do with this spare 20 hours a week. And she's rather than doing that and figuring it out, she just likes to keep doing the same thing, which she knows what it's going to be like and she can prepare for it. So I think because she's 18 and young and has so much, she's going to have some spare time on her hands. Go do something fun with it.
She said she was 18?
Yeah, 18. So she's just finished school when she's figuring out if she wants to quit or not.
Damn.
I think it's a simple advice.
I guess she just wants to hear the words quit.
Yeah.
Or just the word quit in general. Yeah. I don't know. That's wild.
Go fall in love with this boy in a normal relationship.
Yeah.
Go quit with the spare time. Go do some fun activities. Don't work. Like, just do something fun and find out more about yourself. You've got so much to learn and do.
Yeah, if you don't need the money.
Yeah, if you don't need the money, and that's not a problem. Most people are at those jobs because they need the money to pay their rent if you don't need that.
Exactly. Yeah, you've really got best of both worlds. I would say, like...
What's the saying? You can always make more money, but you can't make more time. Use that time effectively.
Yeah, agreed. Exactly. Agreed. I agree. Alrighty. Hey, boys. I come from a really wealthy family, which has been really intimidating to my past boyfriends and people I date. I always find myself trying to keep private the car I drive, my assets, where I live, etc. Assets? Jesus. As I don't want some people or someone to make presumptions about the kind of person I am. I wondered whether you thought it's a turnoff if a girl is from a wealthy family, or how should I navigate slowly dropping hints with men I date? I find guys either love it too much, as in I find I'm being used, or they get insecure about their wealth status. Love the potty. Thanks.
Oh, that's good.
That's kind of, good problem to have.
It's not relatable though.
It's not all that relatable. Good problem to have, but like, it's actually a problem. I assume there's some people struggling with it.
If you were on a date with a girl and she told you she was heaps wealthy, how would you take it?
It's a great question. Like in my head, like, am I materialistic enough? I guess it would be to look at her as like, maybe she was like a 7 and now she's like a 9 or something because of the money.
Like, I reckon there's definitely dudes who are like that.
100%. 100%.
I've never had to think like that before.
No, I mean, I've never been in this situation, so I actually wouldn't be able to tell. Like, we have a friend that was, we wouldn't even be able to get him on the phone or anything like that, but he didn't seem to care at all because I remember we had a friend who was dating a girl that was like, her family was like it's like really as wealthy as you can get, I guess. Like it's to the point where they could have anything they wanted.
Yeah.
And they had all the houses and all that. And he got taken on nice holidays and shit. Oh, it's wild. And then they actually broke up. But he didn't seem to care, but it's also the type of person he is.
It all comes down to if they're genuine or not. Yeah. I feel like that's an external source that some people like use.
Yeah.
And they should use that against like a person in a relationship, which isn't good.
True. I think you'd have to just, I guess, it'd be a bit tough to fish him out. Like,
how could she go about it on a date where she doesn't just like, I probably just wouldn't say anything and just slowly drop hints. Like you said, but she probably has a fucking nice car.
I was just going to say the car thing. Let's say
maybe she's really, really rich, she should have a car for dates and then the daily driver. Because like,
no, I was going to say maybe she should just get rid of the nice car. All right.
Mm.
Get rid of the nice car, or not even get rid of it. Like you can afford to just keep the nice car, but buy a secondhand car that someone your age would drive, all right? buy a secondhand car someone age your age would drive, and then take that on dates. And, okay, this is also very tricky because what if a guy's like, no, I'll pick you up from your house?
Mm.
All right, you're wealthy. apartment that's shitty. That's nothing to you. All
She's
right?
buying an apartment now too.
She's now buying an apartment that's shitty. Okay. And it's like run down. Have some stuff in it. Make it look like you live there and just get picked up on dates from said apartment. Okay. And then you go on the date and then like maybe you, you know, like start you're with this guy for long enough and he just thinks that you're humble and like, and then blah, blah, blah. Like you mean you are humble, I guess. And then gets to the point where you're like, oh, my parents invited us over for dinner. Okay. And then he gets to your parents' house and he's like, whoa. So it's like he's with you. You know he's with you because of the way you are, not because of the money.
And now
the money is just like a benefit.
This is giving like Saltburn vibes.
Saltburn?
Yeah, like Oliver trying to steal the stuff, like all the money.
True.
That could happen.
No, wait, not Oliver. What's the guy's name?
Yeah,
it is Oliver. It's Oliver. Yeah, Oliver.
Yeah, but I could save her some money. Don't buy an apartment. Don't buy a car. Just meet him at the restaurant.
Yeah. Meet him at the restaurant and park far away and just like...
Go on like 3 or 4 dates doing it that way and find out if he has genuine intentions.
Get an Uber to the restaurant.
Yeah.
You can afford an Uber.
Yeah. And if he doesn't have genuine intentions, you'll know after 3, 4, 5 dates. And then if he does, if he has genuine intentions, show him the money and see if he changes in any way. And most nice guys won't affect you in any way. He'll still pay for dates. He'll still be a good bloke.
Or maybe just like date in the wealthy pool.
Yeah, he could do that too.
Won't be intimidated.
Isn't there like a dating app for rich people? Was that for famous people?
No, there's
people?
A dating app for famous people called Rayu?
Raya.
Raya. Raya.
Shouldn't there's surely a dating for like, you got
to
put your bank
account. No, but you need to be famous though and you have to get invited to the app from someone that's already on the app.
Business idea. Dating app for rich people. Like
it has to exist. And we just don't have enough money to even know that exists. Maybe. Like that has to exist.
Imagine you're on that.
That'd be fucking wicked.
Yeah.
I reckon dating in like the wealthy pool wouldn't even be good.
I feel like the word to use would be like tosser.
Tosser.
The dudes would be like tossers. I feel like that's a posh word that like a rich man.
Yeah. And what is it with really rich people trying to have some sort of normal life and like semi.
Wait, what are you on? What do you mean?
I'm talking like, I feel like, I won't name the event we were at, but like, I reckon the event we were at on the weekend was like people that had a lot of money and they were like trying to kind of party like they didn't.
Oh yeah.
And it's like, they can't, like they were in like, it was like a little small, tiny thing.
I get
like,
what you mean. Yeah.
It was weird.
They're trying to be something they're not.
Yeah.
Trying to
hunt.
Some people look like you want to have a simple lifestyle, I guess. So it's a funny thing that we don't really have to think about having too much money.
And we preach trying to be ourselves though. So yeah. I don't know if we should tell you to fake it and then show them the money afterwards.
I don't think you don't fake it, but you just go on the date being you. You don't have any talking about your money or your wealth or anything like that. Just talk from what makes you you.
Yeah, because like you actually, it's not like a poor person just like goes on a date and says straight away, I'm really poor. I come from a really poor family. Like they just go and they be themselves. Whereas like you could just go and you could be yourself and then it'd eventually come up that you have money.
Yeah, exactly.
So I would say don't go in saying you don't need to be honest straight away because you're not hiding anything. No. It's like no one really just talks about money on a first day.
I think it's fine. It's just like another thing you've got to think about. But in the end of the day, a nice guy's a nice guy and you'll find one.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, my next one. I've just broken up with my boyfriend of 3 years.
Yeah.
We had planned to go around Australia in a van, but now that's obviously not happening. I still want to go and it's my van, but my family are worried that I shouldn't be traveling around Australia by myself in a van. For reference, I'm 5'1", female and 21 years of age. Should I just yeet myself into the bush with the van despite everyone's concerns or wait until I get another partner? What should I do? Also love you guys very much. You're both very hot. Love you loads. I didn't read the end of that. Well, thank you. I thought this would be... I think she should do it.
I was just going to say, why? I mean, okay, look, safety. But like you can always have your location onto your parents. You can share it with just like your mum on text.
There's plenty of things. Like you can get cameras on the outside of your van if you really want to go to that extent for security.
Yeah.
And do stuff like that. Because I don't think you should wait for a partner to do something so enjoyable as traveling around Australia in your van, especially if you've set your life up and you're determined to do that.
Yeah. I mean, people go travel Europe.
Yeah, 100%. I hate that it's that way that females have to be on there. Like me and Jake went in a van. No one's going to look at us.
My parents wouldn't even be like, my parents wouldn't even tell me to stay safe.
They wouldn't blink an eye and like no one's going to do anything. But like, I hate that it's like that for women. Like they have to have that consideration in the back of their mind that potentially there's a scary guy out there that's like that, especially if they're small, which kind of like breaks your heart a little bit that she has to think about that.
It is weird. I've always, yeah, it's always like really, I'd say recently in the last year, it's really gotten to me that like girls have to like, even, I didn't think of it, but like after a night out getting in an Uber, like 90% of Uber drivers are male. And you're just getting in this guy's car, although it's with an Uber, like a company, still like, I mean, they could do anything.
Exactly.
You know, like.
It is scary.
It's fucking wild.
But, so you reckon she should do it?
I'm just trying to think, like, I guess, what have you got? Okay, let's go bar safety. Like.
What else? Like, what else could happen to her? Is that what you're thinking?
I'm just thinking, if you, if you're never going to do anything if you don't just. Do, if you're going to be scared your whole life, like if your parents are just always going to be scared for you, like you're never going to be able to do anything.
Yeah.
So what if you were to go and actually meet like maybe a guy on the road and he's like, love your life.
I think it's even better that you just have to consider that. Don't go stay in sketchy places in the bush. You might have to save an extra couple $1,000 and stay in the
good places,
nice caravan parks and the nice native national parks, rather than if a dude could just go sleep anywhere on the side of the road. You just got to have those considerations and maybe make up a plan where the safety comes into the equation. That's
and like all. The lucky thing about it is like there's not going to be any pattern with your behavior because you're not going to be staying in any place for more than a few days or whatever.
I think, yeah, you're going to just do it. Like you're going to have so much fun and you're going to find things out about yourself and you're going to probably become way more independent and more confident in yourself to kind of go into situations where you might be scared previously.
True.
Traveling around Australia. You're just going to build your confidence as a small little chick. Yeah, it's good.
I'm also trying to think, there's got to be like a Facebook group or something that you can join where there's quite often people traveling.
Yeah, there would be.
So it's like you say where you are, what you're doing, or like maybe what you're doing or whatever, but it's just like, even if you just went to backpackers.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. People always meet new people with backpackers.
Oh, on that actually, I've seen on TikTok that there's a lot of female solo van life travelers.
Yeah.
That do all those good tips that we said, because at the end of the day, we're just two guys who don't know the cautions that are out there.
True, yeah. It's easy for us to be like, oh, look, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Because we know we'd be fine.
So literally just type in TikTok, like probably solo female van traveler. And I've seen them on my For You page.
Yeah.
They're all over
the
place.
They definitely do. They're everywhere all the time.
And they have all those tips that we just said, even in way more detail.
I bet you have. Yeah. I bet you there's videos on safety tips alone.
Yeah.
So I'd say, yeah, look that up and see how you go.
Yeah,
I couldn't travel. You and I have said this so many times. For the longest time, I felt like I had to go travel alone. I was like, I need to go do this. I need to grow as a person. And I was like, and now I'm just like, I don't want to do that. Why the fuck would I do that? Fuck that.
I'm having that realization a lot too. Putting myself in situations that I know I'm not going to like because I think I'm going to grow in them, but I fucking hate them.
It's like, why am I going to grow in this if I'm going to hate it?
Yeah. And the whole time I'm like, I knew this is exactly what it was going to be like and I still hate it.
I know. Why do we do that? We both do it.
Yeah, I know. You made me do it on the weekend.
I know.
You were like, oh,
I was convinced it would be good.
Yeah, I told you. But girl, go travel around Australia.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Bring the right precautions and you'll have heaps of fun. You'll figure it out. There's ways around everything.
Yeah, definitely. All right, new segment.
What is it?
Sexy or sleazy?
Shit.
And I went to, I went on the Instagram and did like individual stories with a question, and then it was like a poll with sexy or sleazy. So I'll ask you, see what you think, and then I'll tell you what like the people think, basically. Okay. All right. Actually, no, I won't say that to you because it might make you skew your answers. I don't want you to skew your answers. Okay. So sexy or sleazy? A guy swiping up on a bikini pic. What do you think?
Sleazy.
Sleazy?
100%.
Okay.
I can't be wrong there.
You can't. It was 82% sleazy, yeah.
You're setting me up easy.
So it was 18% sexy. So those girls are fine as sexy.
Well, I'm glad there's some
and maybe
people.
That was actually, maybe because we kind of have like 82% female, 18% male. It was probably like that 18% was probably the males that said sexy.
No, that's sleazy through and through.
A guy posting a shirtless body pic.
Sleazy.
Sleazy?
Or, okay, wait, I got to get in the mind of a female.
A guy posting a single guy posting shirtless body.
Where is he?
Is this sexy or sleazy?
Gym or anything?
Anywhere, really, like gym, mirror, beach, I'm saying anywhere.
Sleazy.
Sleazy?
Come on, big girlies, be with me.
50-50.
Really?
Yeah.
You got to start posting some shirtless pics.
I was thinking that, eh? Like 50% of the girls are going to like it.
What? I thought that would have been like 90% sleazy.
That's what I also thought that. I was surprised with these answers.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Gifting lingerie.
Ugh. Sleazy.
Sleazy? Fenella, what do you think? Sleazy? You agree? 70% sexy.
No.
Telling you, I was 70% sexy.
Gifting lingerie.
There was thousands of views on these two.
Maybe in like a relationship. If you're in a long-term relationship, but even just like lingerie out of nowhere would be, I'd find that so sleazy for me if I did that.
Really?
Like if I did it for like a birthday with like heaps of gifts in other than that, that's sexy.
I think that we are a little bit vanilla though. I think that I don't want to speak for women here and maybe we shouldn't get a producer because I feel like we've got Fenella in the background and I don't want to like offend her in any way, but I'm just saying from what I've kind of been now, I don't know. I think that women are just a little bit freakier than we believe.
Oh, we were finding that out about the erotic novels.
Yes.
We didn't know the extent of people just on the beach like reading these.
I know. I see so many things. Videos. I see so many videos and it's a girl just like with her like headphones on and then it's like a guy walking past and he's like, oh, I wonder what she's listening to. And then it goes into her with her headphones.
Yeah.
And it's like a guy being like, oh, it's like ripped her panties off. It's ridiculous. I can't believe it. Okay.
I'm learning. I thought that would have been sleazy.
Okay. Sexy or sleazy. Being prepared. And the example is having lube and condoms.
Is safe an option? I'm going to say that's not sexy though. It's not sleazy either. I'm going to say sexy because it like shows that he cares.
It was 87% sexy.
Yes. See?
I honestly think that's sleazy because what if you rocked up with some condoms and half a bottle of lube and they're like, where's the rest? Like how often do you use that?
Well, I think if you're a good bloke, you'd have a different bottle.
Yeah, you'd buy a fresh
bottle. But I think it shows that you care about the person you're having sex with.
Yeah, okay. And you don't true. You're safe. Yeah, yeah, it's the safety thing.
I think it's sexy.
Yeah.
That's really good advice for all the people we say once they get in the heat of the moment, they don't ask the dude to put a condom on or anything because they think it'll ruin the moment.
Yeah.
But there, hence, it's sexy.
True, yeah. So basically, any guys listening, bring it. Bring that shit.
It
makes you look like you're safe, responsible.
Put it in your wallet.
But yeah. Wait, I don't think that. I don't tell them to do that. I'm pretty sure it's debunked. Yeah. Like, you've told not to put them in your wallet because they'll ruin.
Yeah.
Some guys with a thing in there. Some guys had like a year dry spell and he's got a condom in his wallet and he uses it and for some reason he's got a kid now.
Yeah.
Like, why do you think that? Calling him daddy. Think about girls' perspective. Think about it.
The girl's perspective, calling him daddy. Daddy. I'm going to go with, it's like 60% sexy.
Oh, you're guessing like percentages now. It's 65% sleazy.
Oh, I thought they would have got away with it like in the mood maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
I can see why it's sleazy though.
I can see why it's sleazy as well. Yeah, yeah.
What about mummy?
What about mummy? I don't think, I should have said that. Actually, I should have said a guy calling a girl mummy.
I don't think it's not sexy.
I think I would rather be called daddy than call a girl mummy.
Mm. Oh yeah, 100%.
Because like, for some reason, it's sexier for a girl to have daddy issues.
Daddy thing
like,
come about
than a guy. To
like, where did that come from? A
fucking good question.
Like, that should have like stayed there.
I don't know. Wherever it came. Yeah, true. Wherever it came from, it shouldn't have grown any further. I'm just kidding. I kind of like it. Doing the deed in the car.
Sexy.
Sexy?
100%.
64% sexy.
That's it. It is. There's something hidden, spontaneous.
It's hidden. The spontaneity of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just kissing. You're like, oh, you want to?
Yeah. Damn. You're like, let's go find a place.
That's bringing back like 18-year-old memories. Like,
I know.
Everyone, like when you get your pee plates and stuff, that's what everyone did.
Now that I don't have to do it in the car, I don't.
I think I'm too big. It's not very convenient.
Nah. Like, but it's sexy, man. It's sexy.
Like, it's not like I'm like struggling to move around at all anywhere.
Yeah, fair. I hear you.
You get like a big car.
Yeah. And you need to, the car needs to be a car that's got like a proper back seat. You can't do it in the front seat.
No, unless you're both like 5 foot.
True.
I don't think so.
Which is just, it wouldn't be fun. I think I know what your answer is going to be for this. Okay. A guy wearing a chain necklace.
Don't you dare tell me that's sexy. That's
I want you to tell me what you think.
That is sleazy through and through.
Sleazy?
But I'm wrong.
Vanilla. Sleazy? 63% sexy.
What? What? I'm thinking that's giving like sweaty, like weird dude vibes.
I don't know what it is. I also hate chains.
No way.
I hate them. I hate them. I'm not for wearing a chain. I wouldn't do it. Rare. I wear rings. I like rings.
I think chains gives a different vibe. Like, I don't know.
So, I don't know what.
I
don't even like. I'm sorry to all those guys that like. I think the only time I look at a guy and think, yeah, he's getting away with that, it's fine, is when he was clearly in the army and it was his dog tag or something. Yeah. And so like he's just got like that dog tag.
The only other thing you can get away with is like the older dads who's, I don't know, for some reason I think they can get away with it. Like I see some like 50-year-old dads like just wearing like a nice chain necklace.
It's just giving frat.
But that's not, yeah, it's giving
it's
frat.
It's just giving frat.
It's like, I want some girls, come here.
Yeah.
Like look at my necklace.
Girls like that.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Maybe it's when like getting into it, they're doing the deed and it's like dangling over their head.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Actually, maybe.
Yeah.
Because actually thinking about it, let's not get too raunchy here. Let's not get too raunchy. Well, I was just going to say.
That stuffed us before. Might get yourself a chain now, eh?
Maybe I will. Okay. Sexy or sleazy? Taking you to a lookout.
Oh, that's tough.
This is an Oddie special. <by the way. laughs>
Better not be sleazy. Sexy.
70% sexy.
Let's go. Yeah, the old reliable. I know a spot.
You're on it. You know, the old reliable, I know a spot. You guys start kissing in the car, you're about to do it. You're like, I know a spot. Yeah. She's like, where should we go? That's so good. All right. Quote, it's even better than I imagined. Sexy or sleazy?
Dude or girl?
A guy saying that to a girl.
It's even better than I imagined. I'm cringing. Sleazy.
64% sexy.
What? That, no way. I can't believe that. Really?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Weird, eh?
Nah. Oh.
Okay. This is my last one.
Okay.
Sexy or sleazy? Quote, that's my good girl.
Sexy.
57% sexy.
That's it. That's my good girl.
Girls want to hear it, apparently.
I think just good girl in general.
Good girl in general, yeah. Do you reckon good girl even like not like in the bedroom? I'm talking like my favorite thing is when like because girls like and they never eat. Like they never eat properly.
Oh yeah.
They're always like, I feel sick, got a headache, I'm tired, and then you're just like, oh, what have you eaten today? And they're like, I don't know. Protein ball.
What are you going to say? They eat a food and you say good girl.
You say, yeah, get them to no. Say good girl about random things.
I don't think that's going to work.
No?
No, it's like,
you don't think so?
No, that's
why not?
That's not the same context.
I think they like to hear it. That's what I think they like.
But that wouldn't be sexy. What? She eats like a nice chicken and rice and you're like, good girl. That's giving dog vibes.
I don't know, man. I mean, hey, try it. You may as well try it. Do you use it in the bedroom?
I don't think I have the balls to say it.
In the bedroom?
Remember when
not
I said
even in the bedroom?
No, I can't say good girl.
Really?
It's not me. I couldn't be like that's my good girl. No. I feel like mine's more like, that's more like, I couldn't do it.
Thinking about
you couldn't you?
Yeah.
You're a freak, mate. maybe I should. I think I'm very vanilla. I should practice a little bit.
You need to just practice like just a little bit of like noise. Maybe some moaning.
I do a little
moaning
bit.
Will go a long way.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. Moaning goes good. You grunts and stuff.
Oh God. All right, that was sexy or sleazy. I might do that. I need to think of more scenarios.
Oh, yeah, we'll get some from the... I'll put a poll on today's episode. Sexy or sleazy.
Give us, like, what you want us to ask. Yeah, because that was funny.
All right, everybody. Up next, I think it's going to be a funny one.
Okay.
Got Jake's weekly schedule.
Yeah.
Versus a girl's weekly schedule.
My weekly schedule.
I wanted to do the comparison. Hit us with yours first. What do you do during the week?
Are we starting Monday?
Let's start. Go Sunday. Start Sunday.
Start Sunday?
Yeah.
Damn, okay. Well, Sunday, I definitely like to try and have like a bit of a nice lazy day. And then Monday, I don't know. I'm a big like, I like to wake up, go for a walk, kind of like maybe edit, whatever, think of some stuff. Basically, it's like...
Do you have any like planned days during the week that you 100% do a food shop, you clean the house or anything like that?
No.
So no.
Is this when I need things, I just do them.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking for.
Yeah.
Well, I've discovered recently that girls have a schedule pretty much for every single day, what they do. And it's repetitive every single week. It's the same thing.
All right.
So I thought I could... You want to react to them?
Yeah, sure.
So this is girls' weekly schedule.
Right.
Starting from Sunday.
Okay.
Everything shower.
Every Sunday.
Some girls differ, but most of the events pretty much the same thing.
Okay.
Every Sunday, everything shower.
Yeah.
Food shop, hair oil, and they're ready to start the week. So they start from Monday, so they're ready.
Sunday's, hair oil?
Yeah. Put oil in your hair.
I thought you didn't want oil in your hair.
No, they do that. Don't you know that?
No.
Yeah, they have this little oil thing and it like makes your hair like way more, I don't know, natural looking.
And that's Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday.
All right, cool.
So it's like prepping for the week.
That's cool. I like that.
When you said start on Sunday, they've already prepped for Monday.
Oh.
But you start on Monday. You're a day behind.
I look at Monday and it's like I should be into it, but that's when I'm prepping.
Yeah, exactly. You're a day behind. So, but they kind of lose a day here. Monday, no prep. Day's hard enough as it is.
What?
That's what it is.
What?
Yeah.
I'm just a girl. Like, what?
Tuesday, shave again. Laundry, clean bathroom.
Shave again?
Yeah. Shave your legs and stuff.
When did they shave the first time?
Sunday.
Everything shower.
Yeah, that's another thing.
What was the other things on a Sunday?
Laundry and clean bathroom.
Awesome. Right.
See, they have the same days. They look at it and they say, like, that's why that place is always so fresh and clean.
Yeah.
We always walk in and like, fuck, this place is nice.
I know. Like, I'll clean my bathroom and I'm like, oh man, I need to do this more often.
Yeah.
2 months go by.
Exactly. Wednesday, food shop, clean living room and bathroom again. I think it's like they have two bathrooms, this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Thursday, tan day.
I knew that.
Tan
day. You got a tan on Thursday to look good for Saturday.
Little tip for any dudes out there. Never ask the girl to go on a date on Thursday.
Never.
Because it's tan day.
And also, if their excuse is like, I'm sorry, I have something on that day, you best believe that's because they're tanning.
Exactly.
They won't tell you they're tanning.
Then Friday, clean the house all together, like anything you got left over.
Right.
And then you're ready for the weekend. And Friday night, the girls' schedules align. And they have a girls' night.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Saturday, tan's looking good.
Yep.
You're ready to hit the town.
Okay, yeah. Tan settled in.
Exactly. And then Sunday, it wraps around. If you went out that weekend, instead of prepping yourself for the week, Sunday's written off.
Written off?
Yeah.
You got a rotten bed all day. Yeah, TikTok it up.
Yeah, TikTok it up.
TikTok that shit up.
And then some honorable mentions. This is inside male perspective for some females out there. If you're a dude, if you ask a girl out during the week, especially on a Thursday, they think it's your second option.
If you ask a girl out during the week.
Yeah, they think you're their second option.
Ooh.
That's what I'm finding out from doing all my research.
Okay.
So like a weekend, if you get asked out as a girl on the weekend, you're the first option. But if you get asked out during the week, they reckon it's the second option. Do you agree?
No.
You don't?
That doesn't make sense to me.
You don't reckon?
I would say like if you get asked out during the week, you're the first option. If you get asked out during the week for the Saturday.
I don't know. I'm sort of like dilly-dallying. It sort of made sense to me a little bit because like everyone lives for the weekend.
Yeah.
If you get asked out on the weekend, you feel like a first option.
And so you get asked out on the weekend and is it for the week? Like for a date during the week?
No, you get asked out to go out on the weekend.
Nah, girls like to plan shit, so they don't want to get asked out on a Saturday and be going out on Saturday night.
Now you're missing the point right here, right?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Just you get asked to go out on a Saturday, not when you get asked.
Oh, I thought you were talking about when you were asking.
You're so thick, eh?
So if you get asked out to go out on Saturday, like the date's on Saturday, but they asked you a few days prior, you're the first option.
Yeah.
But if you get asked to go out on a date and he wants to go on a date on Wednesday night, you're the second option.
Exactly.
That makes sense to me.
Yes.
That's true.
Yes.
That's true.
Exactly. And that's all I've got. So if you're a dude, never ask to go out on a Thursday because that's tan day. And yeah.
Big slay.
Weekly schedule.
Relatable. Okay, guys, we're going to attempt to call a friend and we're going to try and normalize complimenting our friends, yeah. The people we love.
We see too much negativity on the internet.
Yeah, way too much negativity in the world. And we also, we give our friends heaps of shit.
So?
Always. We never say anything nice about them.
Yeah.
So we're gonna call a friend every week and we're going to try and compliment him. Who are we calling?
We're calling, his name is Finn.
His name's Finn. Okay, what are we going to,
oh, shit.
What are you going to compliment? What are you going to compliment?
Oh, okay, Finn.
What are you going to say
Finn's
to him?
An electrician. I'm going to say he's a funny guy.
He's a funny guy?
Why don't I say, Finn, you're a funny guy.
Okay, cool.
Is that good?
You'll like that.
Yeah, okay.
That's good. It's a compliment.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, has he had a bit of a weight loss journey?
Oh, he has too.
I'm going to say, Finn, I'm proud of you for losing all the weight.
That one's better. That one's better than mine.
Yeah, right.
I'll say it first.
That's because I'm really, everyone's going to find out with this that I'm actually a nice guy.
You just put me on the spot. You already had yours planned.
What do you mean? No,
you had
I
yours
didn't.
Planned.
No, I didn't.
Let's call him. It looks like I had a bad one. Then you butter him up.
Yeah.
Hope he picks up.
Hey
Finn, how's it going, man?
Good, man. How are you? You sound like you're on a microphone.
That is right.
Yeah, correct.
I'm on the pod with Jake, and we just wanted to call you and say, appreciate your friendship, and I wanted to say that you're one of the funniest guys I know.
Oh, thanks, man.
And Finn, I wanted to also compliment you, and I wanted to say I'm very proud of you on your weight loss journey. You look good.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at Shermie and just, man. Can't deal with this, kiddo.
So we wanted to give you a nice compliment. Hopefully, it make your day better.
Hopefully, put a little smile
thanks,
on your face.
Boys.
That's all right.
And thanks for the gift the other day too.
Oh, that's all right. I get
great brand, Brixton.
No free shout outs, Finn. No free shout outs.
All right, cheers, mate. Have a good day.
Cheers, boys.
See ya.
Oh, thanks for listening, everyone.
Thank you very much for listening.
Go sign up to Patreon.
Yeah, do all that good
five
stuff.
Stars.
We haven't said five star in ages.
Yeah, five star
Can
it
you
up.
Five star it, please. And
have a good day.
Thank you.